All right, time for a little men's March Madness talk as we have the round of 64 starting off later today, March 20th. We're recording late Wednesday night. And looks like Aaron already has a couple winners on who made it on the play-in. Do they call it the play-in?
Yeah, it's still called the play-in. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, so we'll briefly go over a South, East, West, and Midwest conferences. I don't think we'll do any Final Four predictions yet. I think I want to wait for Jason. It's just me and Aaron tonight. As so Jason,
round two possible.
Little round one action.
Yeah. Possible Sweet 16, and then go from there when Jason gets back from Sin City. He's out there in Vegas. So
Sin City to catch the games. I guess.
Yeah, you just sit there, get, you know, sit there, watch the games on the big screen, gamble 20, 25 bucks a game. It adds up. You play 25 bucks a game, you're up to $1,000 just right off the bat with all these first and second round games going.
That's quite a bit. That's a lot.
Yeah. It can That's add a lot. Up. You can add up pretty quick.
All right. Well, before we kick things off, what are your initial reactions on who got in, who didn't make it into the tournament? Do you buy into all the teams getting snubbed? It's 64 teams, man. It's a lot of teams getting it. Like, does anyone really get snubbed in this tournament?
I mean, it's funny, Rome. I mean, we were talking. Was it? I guess it was Monday. I mean, we're Thursday morning now, but I think it was Monday we last talked. And West Virginia was the talk of the big snub. North Carolina, should they be in? Should they be not? Well, then they end up beating San Diego State by like 40 points.
Massive,
and,
yeah.
You know. I thought North Carolina was a tournament team. So, I mean, basically West Virginia, they somewhat had a case, but they went 10-10 in conference play. And guess what? The next day they don't make the tournament, their coach leaves. So he's gone, and he's headed to, he's headed to Indiana, who should have probably been in the tournament over West Virginia. So the coach saw the writing on the wall and got out of there.
That's hilarious.
That is pretty funny. And he's actually getting Indiana is actually paying his buyout to get out of the West Virginia deal, plus his old buyout from his old school that he came over from, which I believe was Drake. So he's actually getting bought out by like two schools right now.
Well, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Those are the action. I haven't really been keeping track with the movement yet. I know there was also drama with the – we're just doing men's tournament?
Yeah. I mean, we can I didn't even preview the women's tournament. I know UCLA women's got the number one overall seed.
Yeah.
And I know there was, you know, South Carolina was bitching about that, but
SC, yeah. Well, was South Carolina bitching as well? Because I know USC was disappointed as well.
I saw something where the coach from South Carolina was disappointed and thought they should be the number one overall seed. Yeah. Number one overall seed is the biggest baloney. If you're a one seed, you're a one seed. It doesn't matter if you're the number four of the one seeds. It's you get a one seed, you're a one seed.
Yeah,
I don't put any stock in that.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean
the number one of the number ones for the men's.
That's a great question.
Alabama.
Well, Alabama's a two seed.
Oh,
Auburn's a one. It might be Florida or Duke. It might have even been Auburn. I mean, Auburn was the team rolling, and then they lost two of their last three or four games. So,
yeah.
I mean, like I said, if you're on the one line, you're on the one line.
Awesome. Well, we got the round of 64 Thursday and Friday, and then round of 32 Saturday, Sunday. So we will know who's in the Sweet 16 by the end of the weekend. We'll do a recap and make some serious hard predictions for the rest of that with Jason. Maybe a guest appearance from somebody. We'll find out. Let's start off with the South Division, right?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Auburn's number one seed facing the 16th seed Alabama State. Louisville at Creighton, 8-9. Michigan and UC San Diego, 5-12. Texas A&M and Yale, 4-13. Ole Miss versus North Carolina, 6-11, respectively. Iowa State, 3 against Lipscomb?
Lipscomb?
I don't even know how to pronounce that. I'm not really too familiar with their game.
I don't think we're going to need to worry about that because I think they'll be
Iowa
done.
State's really good. Marquette against New Mexico and Michigan State against Bryant.
Not related to Kobe in any way.
Not at all. So I know you sent me over your bracket not too long ago since you had time to look over. I haven't had a chance to dig too far into it, but it looks like you got Auburn moving on to play Louisville in the second round.
Yeah, I mean, that Louisville-Creighton game is going to be a good game. The reason why I took Louisville, this game is in Lexington, Kentucky. So it's basically backyard home game for Louisville.
Yeah.
Probably 70-75% home crowd. Creighton's good. I like Creighton. If this wasn't in their backyard for Louisville, I would take Creighton. But I think Louisville's, they're going to ride that crowd. They're going to ride the energy. They're going to find a way to win this game.
And then you got in an upset, UC San Diego upsetting Michigan 12-5.
12-5. That's a pretty common upset. I mean, I think a 12 has beaten a 5 in an NCAA tournament more times than any other team. I like this UC San Diego team. I watched a little bit of them in the Big West Conference tourney, beating UC Irvine to get the automatic bid. Michigan had lost 3 in a row, then came miraculously out of nowhere to win the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah.
They're going to be a hot, popular pick. I know UC San Diego is a popular upset pick. I'm going to ride with UC San Diego. I like them here to upset Michigan.
That's crazy. Let's see. What else do you have on the South region? Iowa State moving on to face North Carolina.
I do. I like North Carolina. I know.
Ole Miss over the deep SEC.
I do. I mean, I like teams that basically are told they shouldn't be in the tournament. Let's not forget, like I want to say 3-4 years ago, UCLA was in that play-in at the 11th spot. They made it all the way to the Final Four. I think North Carolina is a team, if they get hot, stay hot, they can make a deep run. I've got them advancing to the second round. And they're going to play Iowa State.
And then to finish off the Southern section, Marquette over New Mexico to face Michigan State in the second round.
I took Marquette. I like Marquette, but I really like this New Mexico team. That game could go either way. It wouldn't surprise me if New Mexico wins. That's probably when I might look back and say I should have taken New Mexico, but I'll ride the Big East, Marquette. Talented team. I think they have enough to get by New Mexico and advance to the second round. In Michigan State, Tom Izzo, I think he's been like 6 or 8 Final Fours. This team from Michigan State, I think, has a chance to get back there. I like Michigan State to advance and play Marquette in the second round.
Crazy. Yeah, so Auburn does have the overall number one seed. I guess they just had a really good top to bottom, a really impressive year. We were going on for most of the year where these teams only had like 1 or 2 losses. So it was a little bit of beating up on each other towards the end. They lost 3 of their last 4 games.
Yeah, I mean, they lost to Alabama on a last second shot. And then a tough game against Tennessee in the SEC conference tournament. And then they lost another game, like you mentioned, Rome. I believe their best player was still hurt or coming back from an injury. So, but yeah, they've hit a bit of a bump in the road, but I think that's going to toughen them up for this tournament. You know, get them refocused. That's what I've been hearing in Auburn's camp, getting refocused and making the drive here for the Final Four.
Just really curious, who do you have as like your favorite to win it all?
I mean, there's a lot of teams that can win it. Auburn's one of them. I mean, I like all the one seeds. I think all the one seeds can win this thing. I mean, Florida's been red hot. Some people said they're the best team in this tournament field. They just won the SEC conference tournament. So they're a one seed. Duke, Cooper Flagg, obviously, that injury is a concern. Where's he at health-wise? I don't think he's going to be 100%. Is he going to be 80, 85? Is he going to get better and healthier as the tournament goes on? They got a couple other guys hurt, but they've done a great job there, the young players. And Kelvin Sampson with Houston, the problem with them has always been, can they score enough points? They look like they can score some points this year from what I've seen. Their defense is always in the top five. They're going to be a tough out. So, I mean, the one seeds could all win it. And I never count out Rick Pitino and St. John's. I know they've not really had any deep runs in a while. But St. John's, Rick Pitino, you know, he gets past the first weekend. Watch out, because Pitino, St. John's, they could be scary. They get past that first weekend.
All right, yeah, let's move on to that bracket then, or that part of the bracket. The West, number one seed, Florida, facing Norfolk. You got Florida moving on to face UConn. So you got back-to-back eight seeds beating up on the ninth seed.
Well, you know, it's ironic that Florida and UConn are going to play in the second round, and it's ironic that they're the last two programs to win back-to-back national titles. UConn's the two-time defending champ, yeah. And Florida won in 2005-06. So, yeah, that's setting up for an interesting matchup 20 years from two programs, the last to win back-to-back men's NCAA tournaments.
Number five, Memphis. Pretty good year going against number 12, Colorado State. You got Memphis moving on against Maryland, who's number four, and Grand Canyon, who is one of those interesting, like, for-profit schools, if you want to get into that nitty-gritty stuff. But they've been, like, rising really fast into the Division I ranks.
And they've had a lot of success in the tournament. Grand Canyon's no joke, but I really like Maryland. Mm-hmm. I really like this Maryland team. Memphis, interesting enough, as a five seed, an underdog. They're about a 2-3 point underdog against Colorado State. A lot of people think Colorado State's going to win this game, but I'm with you, Rome. Memphis has proven themselves all year. They've beaten some good competition. I'll take the dog in the five seed in this one in Memphis.
Number six, Missouri against 11, Drake. You got Missouri moving on to face Texas Tech, which you have, who is number three, against UNC Wilmington.
Yeah, Missouri. Both these teams are struggling. Missouri's lost a lot of games here. Drake's actually a very popular upset, but yeah. I think teams that have kind of struggled going into this tournament are going to do better than what you think. So I'll take Missouri. And Texas Tech, I like this team, but they've been without three of their best players, and one of their other best players has been sick and hurt. If Texas Tech is healthy, they can make a deep run in this tournament. I'm just not sure how healthy they are.
Drake, I saw some stats. I think it was earlier. They're the slowest team out of the whole field. The average least amount of possessions in a game, least amount of points, and they also feature the most amount of Division III transfers. And they're in the tournament. They have four in their starting five, or three or four in their starting five.
And they got a record of 30 wins and 3 losses. And yeah, like I said, this is a very popular pick for people taking an upset. And I said, Rome, Missouri has really, really struggled here these last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it seems like Drake might be like a nice little pick to go into the Sweet 16. Number seven, Kansas against 10, Arkansas. You have Kansas moving on to face the number two, not two ranked, but at least the two seed, St. John's, over Omaha in the round of 32.
Yeah, I mean, I think St. John's is going to roll through Nebraska, Omaha, and then Kansas, Arkansas. Great matchup, Bill Self, John Calipari, Kansas, Arkansas. I think Kansas is big guy down low will be the difference. Tight game. I like Kansas to advance.
Dude, it's so crazy that he's turned around St. John's, man. A number two seed already this fast. That's crazy.
Pitino can coach, and now you give him NIL. Ugh. Watch out. Watch out, man.
And it looks like they're just starting to open up the bank for that one as well. All right. East. Number one seed in this one is Duke against Mount St. Mary's. You got Duke moving on to face, in another 8-9 matchup, Mississippi State over Baylor.
Yeah, Mississippi State, Baylor can go either way. I'm going to ride Mississippi State. Rome, we talked about the SEC. This is probably the best conference in the men's basketball for maybe the last 20, 30 years. They got 14 teams in this tournament.
That's what I'm hearing.
14 teams in this tournament.
That's a lot.
So I'm gonna bank on Mississippi State getting by Baylor, who's had their struggles.
And then you have the fifth seed, Oregon over Liberty, to move on to face number four, Arizona over Akron.
Oregon, Arizona, second round, old Pac-12 foes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's setting up pretty good. That'll be a good matchup. Similar styles, similar teams. That's my second round matchup there.
Crazy. Number six, BYU. You have moving on past VCU, which I got to be honest with you, I'm not too familiar with VCU, to face on number three, Wisconsin over Montana.
Yeah, man. I mean, Wisconsin, Big Ten team, BYU, Big 12 team. I really like BYU.
Yeah.
BYU is battle tested. We're not going to get too far ahead, but I've got BYU getting out of the first weekend of this tournament.
Yeah, but looking far ahead. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Wisconsin should beat Montana, but you never know. Wisconsin, you know, more of like those white boy teams. Sometimes they get a little choked up in these tournaments and get knocked out quickly. So I don't think it's going to happen here, but Montana, I think if you're looking for a 3-14 upset, that might be it.
You finally have a 10 over a 7 with Vanderbilt upsetting St. Mary's to move on to face number 2 seed Alabama, one of the favorites.
I love St. Mary's. They just never do good in this tournament. They're in your backyard, Rome. But again, we're talking the SEC. I think the SEC is going to do really well in this tournament. I'll go with Vanderbilt, a 10 seed and underdog, to beat St. Mary's, who's coming off that West Coast Conference loss to Gonzaga.
That's crazy. All right, Midwest. Well, I'm trying to pull up your Midwest here. All right, here I got it. Number one seed in that part of the bracket, Houston over SIUE. Who the hell are they?
SIUE Edwardsville? I have no clue. I couldn't pinpoint them on the map if you gave me $1 million right now.
All right. I think I'm going to go with Houston on that one.
SIU, maybe Southern Illinois University? I no clue.
Don't know. Have no clue. All right. They move on to face another 8-9 that you got. You just don't like the ninth seed in this tournament, huh? Gonzaga over Georgia.
I never go against Gonzaga in round one.
Yeah.
Mark Few and those guys are guaranteed to get to the second round. In fact, they have made, I think, 8 or 9 straight trips to the Sweet 16.
I think you and Jason had like a joke about it earlier this season. Like they're like guaranteed.
Yeah, I mean,
to make Sweet 16.
And we saw Rome West Coast Conference. St. Mary's had beaten them already. They beat them in that conference tournament. Gonzaga's scary.
Yeah.
Gonzaga's scary. If I'm Houston, I'm worried about that game.
Number 5, Clemson over McNeese. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. To face Purdue, number 4 over High Point.
Yeah, Clemson, Purdue. That's where I'm going. I like Clemson. Good team out of the ACC. They can make a deep run. Purdue obviously was the runner-up last year's tournament, but yeah. Zach Edey moved on to the NBA. Purdue beats High Point, but I think that's going to be their only win in this tournament.
A lot of games are in the early morning here, 9 o'clock in the morning. Let's see. It looks like you go with the upset here. Number 11, Xavier over 6, Illinois to face number 3 seed, Kentucky over 14, Troy.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it. Teams that play in the first play-in and win, they can ride that momentum. I like Xavier better than an 11 seed. I like the Big East Conference, their top teams to do well. I'm not sold on Illinois. This is a bad matchup, I think, for Illinois. I like Xavier to win. I probably would have taken Texas over Illinois as well. And Kentucky, Troy. Kentucky's had some bad luck in the tournament. recently. They'll get a win here over Troy.
And then last section for this one, UCLA numbers the seventh. You know, it's crazy. They were, you know, up there projected to be like a top three seed, and now they're number seven, kind of stumbling along the way. You got them moving on past Utah State to face Tennessee, who is who you picked over at Wolford.
Yeah, Tennessee's going to win that game big. And then UCLA, defense styminess, just that gritty toughness that they've got going on will get them to the second round, which will be a fascinating matchup with Tennessee. That'll be a good, I think, second round game. I worry about UCLA being able to score enough points because Tennessee can get it up and down the court and score, but that would be the second round matchup in the Midwest.
Is that all of them? Do we do all of them? Or we're missing...
That's all the sections for the first rounds.
We did. Is that all of them?
Yes.
We did all of it?
For first round, yeah.
All right. Well, let's go back around then and cover who you got going into the Sweet 16 then.
Might as well, because the next time we're on, we will be in the Sweet 16.
Exactly. So, Saturday, Sunday matchups, should you be right? You got Auburn, Louisville. Auburn winning as a number one to face Texas A&M.
Yeah, I mean, I'm worried about Auburn a little bit here. Mentioned this is in Louisville's backyard in Lexington, Kentucky. It's going to be a pro-Louisville crowd. Auburn struggled of late. I think this game will be a test, but Auburn finds a way to win. UC San Diego, they upset kind of slow Michigan, but the athleticism of Texas A&M is too much for them. I like Texas A&M to win that and get to the Sweet 16. Though I will mention a lot of people are taking Yale to beat Texas A&M. I don't see that here. Maybe I'm not smart enough, but I'll take Texas A&M to beat Yale and beat UC San Diego to get to the Sweet 16 to play Auburn.
Interesting. All right, you got Iowa State facing North Carolina, with North Carolina pulling an upset to move on to the Sweet 16. On the other side, you got Marquette and Michigan State, with Michigan State moving on.
I like Iowa State. Rome, I know you like them, but they're without one of their better players who's out for this tournament. Because of that, North Carolina riding this momentum will get to the Sweet 16. And Marquette, Michigan State, Marquette has just always let me down in the tournament. This is a game Michigan State just grinds out, wears them out in the final 8 minutes. Michigan State, Tom Izzo, Sparty, back in the Sweet 16.
All right, so you bring out a couple upsets in the second round. Okay, I'm going to swing over to the West. You got Florida, UConn, and Memphis, Maryland. So all the top seeds with Florida moving on, and same thing with Maryland as number four.
Yeah, there's not going to be a three-peat. We've already talked about it this year. There's no three-peat in the NFL. There's no three-peat here in men's basketball. Florida will beat UConn and Maryland. I like Maryland's team, and they will they're going to beat Memphis.
Okay. Missouri is facing Texas Tech in your bracket, with Texas Tech coming out on top to face St. John's, who you got beating Kansas in the round of 32.
I do have Texas Tech winning this game over Missouri. Romy mentioned Drake being the slowest team in the country. That kind of worries me a bit with that taking Missouri there. But Texas Tech, if they're healthy or get some of these guys back, which I believe they're going to have at least one of the two main guys back, they'll beat Missouri. I will say this. I will be pulling for Missouri. I do have them in one of my NCAA random pool drawings for some cash. So I am rooting for Missouri. Low-key on that.
This guy.
Low-key. I am rooting for him. And St. John's, Kansas. Bill Self, Rick Pitino, classic, great game there, I think. But St. John's pulls it out. They get to the Sweet 16.
Goddamn. Okay. Back to the East. Duke and Mississippi State. You got Duke moving on to face Arizona. You got Arizona beating Oregon. So the former Pac-12 foes. Go over that.
Yeah, I mean, Duke, Mississippi State. Duke's a nightmare matchup for a lot of these teams. And like I said, even if Cooper Flagg's not 100%, he's 75-80, they'll be too much for Mississippi State. Oregon, Arizona will be a good game. I believe Arizona, if they weren't playing Duke possibly here in the Sweet 16, that would be a sleeper team to get to the Final Four.
Yeah.
They're really talented. They've Big 12 schedule. They got to the championship, played Houston tough there, but they'll beat Oregon typically like they did in the Pac-12, and they'll move on to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, I know. Cooper might not be 100 if he's out though. I do think that leaves Duke open to be upset somewhere. How early? Who knows?
I mean, they don't need him in the opening game.
They don't. Yeah.
So,
yeah, they're pretty deep too. You know, as long as they get to the round of 16.
I mean, yeah, they just won the ACC tournament without them.
Yeah,
the ACC team's kind of down this year, but still
it's
a feat in its own. But like I said, they don't need them in the first game, but against Mississippi State, they might need them.
All right. BYU. You have them facing... Wait, where am I in this bracket? All right. You have them facing Wisconsin with BYU moving on. A little slight upset there. And then Alabama-Vanderbilt with Alabama moving on.
I said it wrong. I like BYU in this tournament. They've won some big games in the Big 12 on the road. They've won at Arizona. They've won at Iowa State. Give BYU some respect. They're going to get some in this tournament here. And then Alabama, they got to get revenge for that football beating Vanderbilt gave them, right? They got to do something for that. Always could bring that up. I'm going Bama to get some revenge on Vandy and get to the Sweet 16.
It's so crazy seeing Alabama have a good football or basketball team, because it's usually like, you know, not even second tier, man. They're like third, fourth tier in Division One, and here they are, man. Better than their football team. Who would have thought?
That's what happens when the GOAT, Nick Saban, retires, man.
That's what happens, I guess so. All right, let's jump to the Midwest. Houston and Gonzaga, no surprises there. You got Houston moving on to face Clemson. We got edging out Purdue. How did they get it done?
Houston, great defensive team, better offensively this year than their past teams, just too much for Gonzaga. And Clemson, the athleticism they play with, too much for Purdue. I got Clemson-Houston Sweet 16 matchup.
Yeah, Houston has a pretty deep team. They're one of the better, I think the second or third best defensive squad out of the whole tournament. And then... yeah, no, they're definitely up there in a lot of categories. Okay, where do we leave off? You got Xavier facing Kentucky with Xavier moving on. Wow, you're just loving that 11 spot to face Tennessee. You got no love for my UCLA?
I like UCLA, but they don't have enough offense to win this game. I mean, Tennessee, to beat them, UCLA is going to have to probably drop 75, 80 points. It's just they're not a team that can really play at that pace. Tennessee is really, really good, playing well. I mean, they've just beat Auburn, gave Florida a good game in the SEC championship. And Xavier, Kentucky, Sean Miller, Xavier, they've been playing well. They've won 8 of their last 9. Their only loss was in the Big East tournament there too, I believe it was Marquette. Kentucky, new coach, young players. They've not done well in the tournament the years past. I think Xavier rides that wave and gets to the Sweet 16.
Okay. I think we'll go ahead and share your bracket to the followers on X.
Pin it on X, man. Pin it whatever, man. That's what it's for.
Nice. Yeah. I haven't done a bracket in years. I haven't officially filled one out. When I used to fill like four or five of them.
You can be like J-Mac and have 20 of them.
Yeah, I think, man, I had a really good year one year. I'm just trying to remember. It's been so long.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of upsets the last, probably 5 years. But,
yeah, no, you don't have too many upsets. You have a couple, but there's always going to be more than that. Unless this is just like a dominant top heavy year. It is a deep field though. Like it is a deep field.
And I think the good teams, the elite teams, now that we're down to, you know, basically kind of the power four conferences, they've kind of stacked up and played pretty well this year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's tough to fish for upsets. I think since we're so used to them, we kind of start fishing for them. That's not to say they're not going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, I took UC San Diego as an upset. I have North Carolina over Mississippi. Xavier over Illinois. Vanderbilt over St. Mary's. But I did say keep an eye on Montana, Wisconsin. Just feels like there's always kind of like that 3 of 14 matchup that's gone. A bit, and even Texas Tech, without two of their main three best players, I don't know if they're back or not, but North Carolina, Wilmington, maybe that's something to look at there. But we'll see. I think the tournament kicks off with Louisville in the morning, which is basically the tip's about seven and a half hours from now.
Yeah, I'm always rooting for UCLA in basketball. And they have some pretty big wins this year, but they've also had some disappointing losses. But they've been competitive against the best teams in the country. So
they're a solid squad. I like them. I just Tennessee's gonna be tough, man. It's gonna be tough.
Yeah. Yeah, Tennessee's heavy favorites, obviously.
Yeah, I mean Tennessee's. Arguably, maybe the fourth or fifth best team in the SEC in basketball, and almost any other conference, they'd be one or two.
Yeah, they have the best 3-point defense as well, having the best mark in the country, holding opponents to 27% shooting. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, you hold anybody below 30% shooting in any category, it's pretty good
in this day and age. With the 3-pointer. Oh man, it's nuts. Okay. That was quick. That was easy.
That's how we like it on a late.
Oh, it's late as fuck. it's so late. Oh, man. It's almost,
I mean, there's people waking up for work there on the East Coast right now.
Yeah, I got to figure out this new schedule. We got to figure out this new schedule. I'm exhausted. Danny, turn down a free beer, free glass of champagne.
Sometimes you got to make sacrifices, man.
I was like, nah,
just
I'm
like
good.
For the show, man. I was like, you know what? I'm getting tired, but fuck it. We got to get something in.
Do you want to pull a Jason? Like, I'm going to call it a night.
I mean, I get why, you know, he's got to get up for work and then he's got to make the flight to, you know, Vegas. So,
well,
you know,
it's Vegas, dude. So, I guess there is no sleeping in Vegas.
I'm surprised he didn't jump on tonight. I thought he was just going to sneak on, like, boom.
Honestly, I was kind of hoping maybe we might be able to do, like, an emergency pod in the middle of, like, Saturday while he's in Vegas and just get, like, some quick insights and plug it in, like, a special YouTube clip. That's my hopes. Live in the casino.
I don't think that's happening. I mean, he's got a busy week with that, the madness and the China Grand Prix going on. So,
oh yeah,
it's going to be a big Monday's going to be a big show, man.
Any comments on the Grand Prix in China?
I haven't really looked at the preview for it, but the Australian Grand Prix was really good.
Yeah,
that was exciting. It was raining before, kind of started like intermediate rain spots throughout that race. You know, the formation lap, I think you saw in the text chain, the rookie got knocked out. Sucks. I mean, it literally sucks. Like, literally just hits the gas and does a spin out and done.
That's hilarious.
Done.
That's,
and, you know,
that's got to blow.
You're 18, 19 years old. You're you're the F1 driver, and this is how you go out in your debut.
Yeah, it's gotta
blow. It can't get any worse, right? So,
yeah, no, I guess not.
I mean, you didn't even officially race. I mean, the formation lap, and then the first lap, you have two other guys go out again, another rookie, and then Carlos Sainz. So, wild, and then I'm finding out different things about class levels of rain. Class 1 through 5, class 1 and 2 is like light rain. 3 is medium, and 4 and 5. I didn't know that. I just learned something new there.
Nice.
And then learn more about the tires. You got the hard, soft, medium, and then you got wet set tires for if it's pouring rain, and then intermediate if the track is wet. So just learning different things, man. You know, I might, you know, we might not even need Jason for F1 by the time this season's over.
I'll try to catch it. It's
at midnight this weekend.
Perfect. That's perfect for me.
I don't know. I'll give you my experience at the Intuit Dome. I'm headed there Sunday for Thunder Clippers.
Are you? So, is it this Sunday?
It's this Sunday.
That should be fun.
So I'll fill you guys in on the experience there too.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So I mean, we got a lot to talk about whenever we get back on next week.
Yeah, we'll be back on either
Intuit Dome tournament, Formula One, Vegas trip, whatever wild stuff you get into in the weekend, and yeah.
You know what? I'm looking for it. I'm going to have my daughter. We might hit up the zoo. I've been working these crazy 16-hour days. I'm ready to just relax and kind of, you know, work on some other stuff. Do some writing, chill, do some drawings, paintings with her, watch some movies.
I mean, you keep working 16-hour days, man. They're going to pit you in the zoo because that's what you're going to be, man.
Well, stretch out my arm too. Like this thing, I worked it for like 3 hours today.
They have like my back. And what are those like? They're not monkeys. What are they, like orangutans? Stick your arm through there and just let them pull that socket right out. Boom!
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
Those things are strong, though, dude. I wouldn't fuck with those things if you paid me.
Yeah. No, my arm's starting to get tingly again, so it's not going to be fun. I think I'm out of champagne. I already drank all the champagne I have in the house. I just don't feel like drinking tonight.
No, man. You gotta save those for... upsets in the tournament, man.
Yeah, we'll just keep it short then. Short and sweet. This is I think this might be the fastest pod we've done. I don't know, maybe not, but it's up there.
It ranks up there. It's definitely it ranks top up three there.
Yeah. Jason's not on it, so it definitely shades off 30 minutes. Jason, if you're hearing this.
Watch me pop right on right now, like what, like secret audio or something.
That would be Jason.
That'd be hilarious. Jason.
I'm really curious though, who are his picks though? So I'll post your stuff up early in the morning. We'll get Jason's, try to get his stuff. I will try to put mine up before the game start. I tend to have brackets that show up randomly after the first.
Yeah,
round.
I mean, you could always say you had the perfect bracket, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to get it out there, be transparent about it. I know we just busy with work scheduling and stuff. I wanted to do some kind of contest between all of us, but we just never got around to it. Like, you know,
yeah,
a dollar a game or $5 per point for each pick you get right. But we'll get it together next year when we're all in Vegas for the madness for the tournament.
Dude.
We'll be part of that group.
Yep. Well, that's why we're getting like this master calendar together, you know, so we can hit the Masters, get this going. Some more hockey games, F1 maybe. Hey, yeah. I'm looking to Miami, actually. I think we should make an appearance in Miami.
Hey, I mean, I've already told you, Rome. I mean, if you want to go to, not necessarily Miami, but if you want to go to Tallahassee, Florida, the invitation's open, Alabama, Florida State, to start the season next year.
It's Tallahassee.
I said, I'll cover your game costs. You just got to fly your own ass out there.
I have a lot of people in Miami. I can hook us up in other ways, if you know what I mean.
I'm sure you can.
If you know what I mean.
I think I do at 2 a.m. here on Thursday morning.
I'm talking about Cubanos.
Yeah.
Anyone's curious.
Yeah.
Great Cubano sandwiches.
Exactly.
All right.
And a good suntan.
Exactly. All right. That'll do it. The quickest pod. NCAA March Madness is here. I wish we could have talked about women's, but I will be going for my UCLA women's basketball team. That's all I got. That's it. That'll wrap it up for us, or that'll wrap it up. That's a weird phrase. I'll wrap it up.
Just always wrap it up, boys. Always.
Always wrap it up. It's time to go to bed. Yeah. Be out.